Whoa.
Listen to this.
Ordered for quality assurance.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Hey, look, a lot of people have diverse backgrounds, but this one woman from Melbourne, Australia, claims that she has extraterrestrial DNA. Now, I believe that there's got to be something out there. We can't be the only people in the universe. But every time I hear stories like this, I think, what, did you have a nasty night with ET? Really? You're actually claiming extraterrestrial DNA?
Well, she's not saying it's a nasty night. She's not saying it's a... Here's what she... This is this 22-year-old. I'm almost embarrassed because she's from my hometown of Melbourne.
I know.
Oh, I know.
That's why I brought the story up.
Right. Well, she says when she was 13, she was visited by someone named Mesrith.
Of course she was.
At night. Who explained...
That's when they come, you know.
They never come during the day.
No,
right.
No.
Anyway, Mesrith, the alien, came and explained to her, listen, you, young lady, are an alien hybrid, and that's why you feel different from other girls your age. Like, all 13-year-olds are going through some sort of angst. You know, I mean, it's just part of growing up. You're changing. Your
hormones are in flux.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
All of that. Anyway, Mesrith said, listen, you are half alien. That's why you feel a bit different. And this girl says her mother's eggs were harvested while she was sleeping and were spliced with alien DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And Mesrith said to her, this is what we call you starseed, which is basically someone who is human and who was born on Earth but who doesn't have entirely human origins.
Right.
And she also claims that Mesrith taught her to astral travel, which is basically an out-of-body experience where you travel through different universes. And
uh-huh.
She said she's had lots of adventures since learning how to do this.
I bet.
And she wants to help other people in understanding why they might be alien hybrids as well.
Look, you really want to prove it to me? Tell me where Elvis is.
Elvis is in heaven. What do you mean, where Elvis
dead.
Is?
Elvis isn't dead. Don't
Elvis
you know that?
Elvis is dead. He's in
no,
heaven.
He's not in
Stop
heaven.
Stop it. Well, he's not in hell. Stop it. Don't be so dupe. Keep an open mind. I don't know why you can't just believe this stuff.
See, you couldn't do it with a straight face, could I? You almost had me. You almost had me. Wait, was she really ticked at me?
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, all these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
Four. This is by far the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
It's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
What do they think I am? Dumb as something?
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
What a dumb thing to do.
Dumb, dumb, crook news.
You know, my mom grew up on a farm, so I had that upbringing. We spent all our summers visiting family who had, you know, dozens of acres growing corn and wheat and that kind of stuff. And when it came to firearms, my mom taught me this. Don't put the BB next to your pee-pee.
Oh, that's lovely sound advice, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
That's,
you know, the BB gun next to your PP, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. We totally know, because accidents can happen that way. But that didn't happen with this particular guy in Connecticut, though. But he is heading off to court because he was hiding a gun in his underwear. Police say they spotted this guy, Michael, and he was just kind of loitering outside of a building.
No, can you back up just a second?
Yes.
I need you to say that sentence again, because you just ran over it like it's an everyday occurrence. I need you to say that line again.
Which line?
That line about the gun in the underwear.
Okay, a guy is accused of hiding a gun in his underwear.
There you go.
And presumably he was wearing tighty-whities, because if you were wearing boxers, it would slide right through, wouldn't it?
That's
It'd
true.
Probably get jammed in your skinny jeans right around your knee. But anyway, so this guy was just kind of loitering outside of a building, looking a little bit dicey. So they went up to talk to him, and he was kind of hiding the left side of his body from him. He was kind of turning away. So they thought, this guy's shady. He's up to no good. And so they searched him, and they found a stolen loaded semi-automatic handgun in his underwear. He also had some marijuana on him and some cash and a couple of phones. And so they arrested him, and he's going to be in court. Look, here's a lot of guys. In fact, I would say probably most men have a loaded gun in their underwear, and sometimes
they can go off at any moment.
Well, especially when they're cleaning it, right?
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Three. Okay, when you get food delivered to your house, do you tip the guy? What happens if it's an animal showing up at your house with, like, Domino's pizza? Like they're going to do in Japan, they're actually training reindeer to deliver pizza to remote areas because of the weather conditions. Think about this for a second. Reindeer shows up at your door. They hand you the pizza. Do you take the pizza off?
I think it's mounted on its back. So you just say, "Turn around, would you?" And you hope it doesn't kick you or something. This is such a bizarre idea. It could only come out of Japan, really. Yeah. I didn't even know they had reindeer in Japan, and I didn't. I guess I didn't realize the winters there got so brutal. But they're apparently the north of Japan is facing a fairly brutal winter. So their Domino's is like, well, we need to get our pizzas up there and. Why cars can't go there traditionally like we do all over, you know, North America. But anyway, they're working on using these riderless reindeer to deliver pizzas, and they'd be mounted somehow to the reindeer's back. And they're still working. I mean, there's some logistical issues with the scheme. They want to make sure all the animals are safe and everything. And
aren't reindeers kind of busy this time of the year? I'm just saying, is this like the second team? Are these the people? Are these the reindeer that weren't good enough to make Santa's team or something?
Right, because I reckon Santa's probably got fairly stringent guidelines that, you know, and testing and things for the reindeer to deliver the presents on Christmas Eve. Maybe these are the ones that failed. Maybe these are the beauty school dropout kind of reindeer.
Think
right?
about it. Yeah. And how about this for a jingle? Rudolph the pizza reindeer, hand-delivered 30 minutes or free.
There you go. They're well done.
Listen. Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
Okay, there's a lawsuit in the works against Coca-Cola after this South Dakota guy claims to have found a dead mouse inside the can. And you think about how much of this stuff is automated, that it's probably likely that something like this could happen. And it's kind of terrifying. He's only suing for like $2,000 or something. Where most of these cases here's this woman who spilt McDonald's coffee on her lap, sues for what? Like $1 million or something like that.
Right.
This guy only wants $2,000, but that's just freaky to find any kind of animal part in anything you're going to eat, right?
It's disgraceful. And I know there's a certain amount of, I don't know, debris or contaminants probably is a better word that the FDA allows in food. In fact, you've got a bit of a list, haven't you?
Have you ever looked this up?
No.
I don't think I'm ever going to eat again. This is actually from the FDA. There's 11 types of food where certain things are allowed into the stuff we buy every day. Okay, this is from the FDA. Canned mushrooms can include more than 20 maggots of any size.
Ugh.
For every 100 grams of ground cinnamon, it's okay to include 400 or more insect fragments.
Oh, so you're not even getting the whole insect, so you're getting a little bit ripped off there, aren't you?
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts. I don't think I'm ever going to get it. Brussels sprouts can include 30 or more tiny insects called aphids per 100 grams of veggies.
Just look at it as protein. Truly. Just look at it as protein. And you eat mostly organic, so you're probably going to get even more of them.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Have you ever had apple butter?
No. What's apple butter?
Apple butter is... Well, it's kind of like a spread, but it's made out of apples. It's really yummy. And it can be 12% moldy, according to the FDA. Turkey meat. Okay, turkey burgers, turkey dogs, turkey patties and nuggets. It says it has been mechanically separated from the bone. You know what that means?
It just sounds revolting. It sounds like a torture device.
Pretty much. It means the entire turkey, bones and all, have been forced into some high-pressure thing that just mushes it all together.
All right. Listen, we'll never eat again. We'll all be losing weight just thinking about it. This poor guy, I hope he gets his $2,000.
No,
if you think about the poor mouse, it probably died of diabetes. So have a heart, mate.
There you go.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Hey, if you could travel back in time and somehow not destroy the president, cause some kind of temporal paradox or temporal rift because you meet yourself at a younger age and the entire universe explodes. Okay, sorry, that was a Star Trek episode. But a serious question. What would you tell yourself as a teenager?
Oh, in terms of advice or whatever?
Sure. What would you tell yourself?
I would probably tell myself, listen, realize that your parents really know you better than you know yourself, so pay more attention to them. And also, I would probably tell myself, don't be afraid to be your own person. Don't fall prey to peer pressure. Don't do something just because other people do it. It doesn't mean it's cool. Yeah. And be your own person.
I'm with you on that. I'd add to that. Remember all those things you're worried about right now? They're not going to matter to you when you get older. Believe me.
Right.
Trust your instincts.
Yes.
Don't get sucked up into all the drama that's happening in high school right now.
Exactly. Yeah, that's good advice. Well, there was a survey online that asked people what would be your advice to your younger self. And here's the top 10 things. Get a better education. That was the number one thing, actually.
I wish I would have taken something, some kind of economics or business course back then. My parents never set me up in the financial space like I'm setting my kids up now.
Well, don't blame your parents.
It's absolutely their fault. Who else am I going to blame?
Pin it all on them. That's the number one thing. Be bolder and stronger in reaching for your goals.
Yep.
Plan better for the future.
Sure.
Relationship advice. Yeah, you get your heart broken when you're 16, honestly, it feels like the end of the world. It feels like you'll never love anybody again. It feels devastating, but you do. You get over it. That's not going to be the be-all and end-all. Slow down. Take it easy. Live life to the fullest. Be true to yourself. Don't do
those
dumb things.
Those are all
things.
Good things to do right now.
I know,
not just when I was a teenager.
I know people my age still doing these things. Don't drink, smoke, take drugs, or party too hard. Listen to your parents and respect your elders. I would say something else, too, when you're young. Travel. Travel before you're encumbered with a family. Travel while you're young. Expand your horizons. Do as much travel. Buy less clothes, girls. Get on a plane. what I mean is, like, don't go and spend all your money on hair and makeup and clothes and things.
Experiences.
Experience life outside the borders. Expand your horizons. That's what I would say.
I like your list actually better than the one we just read.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.